Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. But my old approach wasn't enough. I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
People, welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about Legends of yesterday. Yes, of yesterday. I'm trying to make sure I have the right one. Yes, definitely a great episode. I'm just lost of words right now because these two episodes just merged for me. So I pardon me if I talk about the Flash, and I'm assuming if it's the Arrow. We're just here. Come on, we're just having fun. We're just going to talk about the episode and let's see what comes out of it. But yes, it has happened. The team has worked together to finally destroy Vandal Savage. He's now dust. Which, of course, Merlin is picking up the scraps. One thing that really irked me was when the team defeated Savage, they saw the pile of dust, and then they just walk away. I'm like, no, get the dust. Scoop up the dust, spread it, I don't know, have Ray Palmer shrink the dust into a molecule where no one will ever find it. How about that? There you go. But of course, we need the DC Legends of Tomorrow. So that's going to be their villain for that. I don't know for how long. I mean, I don't know how long they could stretch Vandal Savage. Do you think it might be a seasonal thing or kind of like a looming over type of Lex Luthor? We soon shall see. All right, let's go to the phones. We're live right now from, if you're listening to us right now, we call in at 914-338-1036. We have a first caller here from air code 469. Who is this?
Hey, it's the son of Krypton.
Hey, what's up, sir?
What's going on? Great episode. Really good episode. I got to say, I think I like this one a little, just like a razor thin.
Oh, yeah. Where were you, dude? We were asking that question. Like, which one do you prefer, Arrow or The Flash? And Chris said that you would pick Arrow.
Yeah, I do pick Arrow. It has nothing to do with The Flash. I love The Flash. It's just, I don't know, we started with Arrow, and my heart is here on Arrow, you know? I love this team, Felicity and Diggle and Oliver. And I just like the story a little bit better in Arrow, I thought. But
yeah.
Flash was great, too. Nothing against Flash. It was awesome.
I agree.
Really good.
I agree. Let's see. We have another caller from air code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. What's up? Wow. Amazing episode. Wow.
OMG. Come on. Give me one.
It was great. I mean.
There you go.
It was really great.
I'll make t-shirts.
I mean, like, at the ending there, at the first time, when you see Barry and Oliver and Hawkman and Hawkgirl fighting Vandal Savage, he destroys everything, and then he travels back in time, and that was awesome.
That was so awesome. Time travel, I'm there. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
Come on.
That was so cool. And then Oliver seeing his son and then seeing that girl again, that was
crazy.
Like,
I'm your mom's friend, but do you mind if I come by and see you? I'm like, what
that
kid be like, oh, I can't hear
this
from my mom?
Story.
What
like,
the
they
hell?
Just threw that in there out of nowhere.
It was so random. Now, this complicates things. If you guys remember the first episode of this season, there was a tombstone Could it be the son of Arrow or the baby mama of the son of Arrow? Or a lot of rumors are saying it might be Felicity. You know, I hate to say it, but Felicity did get a little on my nerves again when she started to fight with Oliver. And I'm like, we're here again, 4 seasons, yeah. And we're back to this?
Yeah.
I was really, like, really? I was ready to forward that part. That was the only segment that I was kind of, like, not cool with. I mean, they were dragging us back down to that level again. And, well, you know, they're better than that. We don't need another, you know, fight between the two. Of course, that was all erased thanks to Barry. So thank you, Barry, for wiping that part of history out.
Yeah, but
now the ramifications of time travel again. You know what happened last time. So what do you think is going to happen this time? Now that Barry has brought time travel to Arrow,
then always replaces.
Well, I think something's going to happen.
There you go. That's a good thing. Say it again, Joe.
Something always replaces it. Whatever you erase, something replaces that you erase.
And remember all his loved ones' deaths, except for the kid and the baby mama. We didn't see them die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting. Okay, so yeah, that was my only complaint. Other than that, it was a fabulous episode. Like I said, I prefer Arrow this week than The Flash. But don't get me wrong, I love The Flash. But this one
I'm right
was
there
definitely
top
or notch.
Right
with
you.
And even the effects when they're holding the staff and then the lightning bolts and then the everything. I mean, the effects were really good this week. It was just amazing. I'm like, is this TV? Because to me, this feels like a movie, except for when, of course, the commercials show up. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's not a movie. But the effects, guys, are we giving them thumbs up on that?
Yeah.
Better believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Geek
Out
episode.
The Legends of Yesterday, it aired last night on December 2nd, 2015. Ratings, it went up, actually, from last week, so it's amazing, these crossovers. And hopefully the networks don't see it as we're going to get overkill. No, dude, if it's working, do it. Because when we're done and we're not interested on your show anymore, then you're going to try to do these crossovers when nobody's going to care anymore. So give us what we want, right, guys?
Yeah. Don't they know if they throw Supergirl in there, either Flash or in the Arrow show,
can
the
you
freaking
imagine?
Ratings will skyrocket.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It'll be
it
like
really
Agents
would.
Of what?
I'll be like, that show's done. You might as well Marvel.
Oh, yes.
You're
like, this week there's going to be a rerun of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and enjoy the Flash crossover with Supergirl. Like, they'll be advertising for DC.
Flash, Arrow, and Supergirl all together in one episode. Gosh, that
trio?
Can
you imagine?
Yes.
Would you like to see that, Matt? The trio have a
Flash,
crossover?
Arrow,
you know what I would love, Jesus? For them to do a shot of Supergirl, Flash, and Arrow like they did with the Trinity and the Batman Superman trailer at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be
for
cool?
For sure.
Yes.
I could totally see that, too. Supergirl in the middle.
Yeah, me too.
Heck,
I love it.
Yeah,
love
man.
It.
That's great.
That'd be awesome. I mean, if it happens, we're going to be there, right?
I mean,
yes.
Geekgasm all over the place, dude. I'm going to be able to hold it in.
Easy.
It'll be
easy,
done.
Cowboy. All right, let's see. We have another caller from area code 469.
Grant from Canada. What up? OMG.
Hey, it's the genie in the bottle. How's it going?
I was like, I agree with you. Like, you finish the Land of Savage, okay, and then you just turn around and walk away. I was like, this place, turn around and pick up.
And then, of course, who stays around to clean up? Merlin?
At least you're a dustbuster.
I would have done that, or a dustpan, and I'm like, hey, let's just drop some sand everywhere.
Oh, the Flash would have just, like, blow it away. You know, he dunk it and everything and blow it away. So nobody can find it. It'd be,
exactly.
And I knew exactly. You guys are living that something's going to happen. Of course, I'm a mad at Merlin because stupid. He goes back and he's trying to collect like an hour.
Yep. One of my favorite moments is when Barry and Oliver try to hug it out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Barry
says, you know, I could have given
really
you a hug,
hug
already and you wouldn't have even known.
Yeah.
So
great.
Let's just hug it out. That was a great moment. Truly great episode. Definitely one of the fan favorites, as well as you could tell the ratings went up.
Yeah.
And let me read the quick synopsis, and you know, stop me if you want to talk about a certain scene. Immortal Savage searches for Kendra Saunders and Carter Hall, two metahumans who have existed for 4,000 years, currently being hidden by Oliver, Barry, and their respective teams. Malcolm orchestrates a meeting between Savage, Barry, and Oliver. Savage demands... Okay, so right at this moment, that's where we see Barry running to them, right? No, wait. What scene was it where Barry sees himself, his future self? What was he running to? To the meeting, right?
Towards the meeting.
Yeah, I was right. So, of course, Barry is going so fast, he's seeing himself in the future. Great indication that something's bad's going to happen. And, of course, something did bad happen. And Randall, Savage demands them to turn over Kendra Carter, or he'll destroy both Central City and Star City with the staff of Huros. They devise a plan to deliver the pair as a ruse to get close enough to destroy the staff. The plan fails. Kendra and Carter are killed. Savage uses the staff to destroy everyone else in the city. Great, great visual effects. When Oliver falls to the ground and then you just see the skull and the ashes. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's me,
that
like,
was crazy.
I was sitting back at home, you know, in the house. Yeah. Everybody's like, what's going on? And they're standing up, and then, like, it was amazing. I think that was
fire.
Cool.
It was great. I'm
that
like,
was actually
wow,
my, you took,
this is just so epic.
I was going to say that was my favorite scene, but we're already talking about it now, so I'll have to pick something else.
Okay, yeah,
scene,
no,
too.
No worries. All right, Barry escapes, of course, and I love that, where he's running so fast, and you see like the blast following him, and he's like and then boom, he's in time travel, where he sees his past self, which is great. I love it. That's when I got a little bit giddy on the Flash scenes when because I'm a sucker for time travel. Matt from Florida, let's go to you. Barry's time travel again. Do you think it's overkill or too soon, or do you think it's great timing?
Well, I think it's great timing because he had to help him. If not, everyone would be dead.
That'd
that
be kind of cool. It's like
amazing.
This season, from the winter break, it starts off with
a brand
new cast because everybody else is dead.
Yep, and then in Legends of Tomorrow, we're going to be getting a whole bunch of time travel. I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be interesting. Okay, so let's see. So Barry escapes and runs fast enough to go back in time to the point of the original negotiation with Savage. Barry informs Oliver of his time travel, so they change the approach to their plan. They deliver Kendra and Carter again, but with everyone's help, Barry is able to steal the staff. He and Oliver use it on Savage, destroy his body. Afterward, Kendra and Carter decided to use their powers to help others in another city. Did they ever mention what city they were going to, guys?
National City.
Didn't say, like,
National
we're
City.
Going to a coastal city or...
National
City. City, I don't know.
National City? They did?
Yeah.
Shut up. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, wait a minute, there's the crossover. Of course, someone who writes for Movie Pilot would have said that, so let's move along.
Oh, my God.
I'm teasing. It just sounded like a movie pilot comment. Sorry.
Hey.
They deliver. Okay, so they go to another city. Meanwhile, Oliver learns he has a son and decides to develop a relationship with him without telling Felicity. And then at the very last scene, Malcolm collects Savage's ashes as he tells him.
Yeah, I knew that
he
was coming.
Owes him one. So how do you think Merlin's going to bring back Savage now that the Lazarus bit is no more?
I don't know.
I read something.
I was thinking about that.
No, but they need
Lazarus
to kill that fucker.
What?
Isn't destroyed. He's going to, like, rebuild it or get a new one? I don't know.
Or you can go to Home Depot and get a new jacuzzi.
Well, I'm thinking.
Didn't she blow it up? It was like blown up, no?
I'm thinking him being. I'm thinking about him being a Raza Goo right now. He
Raza Goo?
He probably. Whatever. Can I continue or should I hang up?
Okay. You got me hungry. Now I want ragu sauce. Can you imagine? Hey, Rajagul. No, call me Ragu. Hey, okay, Ragu.
Chris is the name.
My close friends call me Ragu.
Ragu sauce. Chris is the name.
Ragu sauce. I make my own sauce. It's called Ragu.
Ragu.
Wow. Okay, sorry,
oh,
Chris. Move along. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm playing. Being him. Him being whoever that he is right now, he probably knows there's another kid somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure, like, he doesn't tell everybody on the world, oh, yeah, we got two, you know, you destroy that one, there's another one. You know, I'm sure maybe he knows another one, you know?
I don't know. Let's ask our resident comic book finishiato, Joe from Krypton.
Has there ever been mention
of a second pit? In the comments.
No. I'm not answering no questions, man. Let the listeners find out on their own.
Why?
I don't like being the expert.
Why not? I thought you liked that.
I'm not an expert, man. I always tell everybody. People are always asking me. I'm like, I don't know. I don't answer questions no more like that.
Why would it happen?
I got tired of it. People are always asking
when
me stuff
like
that.
People were asking you questions?
Yeah.
No way. Like what would they ask you? You give us a sample. What would they ask you?
I can't remember off the top of my head, man.
Oh, come
I was
on.
Francesco
you can make
the other
up
day.
One.
No.
Because maybe we
can
help you answer it.
It's on Wikipedia. Let them look it up on Wikipedia.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Joe, for denouncing your title.
No problem.
Next episode is coming up, Dark Waters, which is premiering on December 9th. Are you guys ready for that one? Dark Waters, get it? Waters,
Joe
was saying. I mean, Chris was saying.
I saw the promo for that. Felicity May Die. I saw her, like, in a dark room, and she's screaming. She goes,
yeah, well, that comes to a good question, Matt. Remember we saw the tombstone at the beginning of the season? What's your guess so far as of right now? Who would you put in that grave, Matt?
I'm going to be crying at the end of that episode on what's going on with Damian Dark from that preview when she's in whatever type of room Dark puts Felicity in, and Oliver Vermeer is upset right there, and she's like crying or not breathing in there. And she goes, like, she's screaming, and she goes, I love you. And he can't even save her.
Mm-hmm.
As you saw in the promo.
Yep.
And Dark swore to take everything away from him.
All right, but remember, sometimes they'll switch it on us. They'll tell you, oh, yeah, this is the person that's going to die. And then, no, it's not.
Yep.
They always switch it up. Okay, so you say Felicity. Thank you, Matt. Let's go to you, Joe.
I say Felicity, too, actually.
Yeah, well, especially after last night, I want Felicity.
You want, yeah.
Because I'm like, if she's going to give us, if that's it, then I think they, you know, if they're going to give us this whole Oliver and Felicity thing fighting and, you know, back together, I think they ran out of ideas for those two. And at the very end, they're not destined to be together. It's Laurel. Unfortunately, it's Laurel, which them two have no chemistry at all.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I think they are going to either they're going to kill her off or they're going to break them up. They're not going to stay together. I know they're not. And it's sad to say that, but it's true.
Yeah, there's no way. It's like saying, oh, yeah, Clark will not stay with Lois Lane. Get out of here. I'm looking at you differently.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Matt from Florida, give us your favorite moment of Legends of Yesterday.
What about Ragu? I have to say it was great after.
Oh, well, sorry, Ragu.
Great episode. Great episode. I loved that ending with Merlin, and the action scenes were great. I loved it when Vandal Savage destroyed the city there and Barry time traveled.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite parts.
It had so much going.
It was so good. And then Barry and Oliver aiming the staff at him, that was awesome. And I somehow knew Merlin was going to hold his ashes, and he's going to bring him back.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. Okay, Chris, sorry I skipped you. Let's go back to you, sir.
I like the moment when, before everybody dies, Arrow was like, run, Barry. I like that.
Yeah.
Listens to him. He's like a big brother, you know, a mentor and everything.
Total big brother.
Like that where they are. And, you know, it's like, run, little brother, run, you know. And he started running, and he ran, and he ended up saving the world. And I really liked that. I mean, it was one of the breakup, you know, a heartbreaking moment for me. And also one of my favorite fans.
Totally agree with you. All right, Joe, let's go to you, sir. What was your favorite moment?
Well, we talked about it earlier. My favorite moment out of the whole episode was the time-traveling part and when they're trying to stop Adam Savage, and he ends up killing everybody. That was an epic moment, man. And I at first I didn't believe it. I was like, oh, shit. But then it all made sense. You know,
I was like,
true. What?
And then when Barry started running, I'm like, yes, time travel. Yes,
I mean,
he's seen himself.
I know. I know it was Arrow's show, but I think Flash took – I think he took the
cake totally
in this episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally
it was great.
It. Yeah.
It was great. Yeah,
I agree.
Loved it.
All right. Great. Let's see. The floor is yours, Matt. Anything you want to talk about Arrow?
This show keeps on getting better and better. Every week it was a bit – disappointing still in part two to not get to see the Atom or even Rip Hunter to show up, because I was expecting Rip Hunter to show up.
I guess they're saving him for later. Not later, because I don't think they're going to bring him in on next week's episode. Do you guys know, is it next week, the last one for the mid-season?
Yeah.
I thought we...
All TV shows are. For The Flash and...
Even Supergirl?
Arrow. No, we got a few more weeks for...
Yeah, that's
Supergirl.
What I thought. Yeah.
When does Supergirl go on break?
I don't know.
I hope never.
No, well, they're going to have to take a break for the holidays. For those weeks of the holiday, at least.
True.
Because they're like, no one's going to be watching. They're going to be all, you know... The festivities of the holidays.
Do we like Thea as a superhero? I just have to ask, because my mom doesn't like her fighting style.
Who?
My mom doesn't. She doesn't like Thea as a superhero.
Oh, yeah. See, I would have put Thea in the grave. Chris, who do you put in the grave? Who do you put in that tombstone?
Yeah, I might agree with you on that, but I don't want it to be Felicity. even though what's going on with them, man. Because
might be Thea. Like, she might be the one that saves the day from Dark.
Maybe.
Calm down,
maybe.
Bloodlust.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Felicity, I mean, I agree. I mean, like, why fight now? You know, you don't trust me. You know, what? You know everything about me. You know, you know my identity. You know my blood, DNA. You know everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, she memorized
you know,
the DNA pattern. That's a little psycho there.
Yeah, I'm like,
sorry.
You know, give me time to process whatever I'm going through. And I was like,
yeah,
you know,
he even said,
you know,
give me an hour. Damn, I just found out I have a kid.
I mean, it's like that was a bad timing to break up with somebody, especially what's going on around them. You know what I mean? So she was supposed to be just a supportive wife or girlfriend, whatever, you know, at that time. And when we get home, let's fight in bed.
Look at you. Look at you. Mini Francesco.
Yeah, I've been hanging out with him too much.
Yeah. Bad influence, Chris. All right, great. Well, this concludes our episode of Arrow Talk. Please join us on DC Comics Talk as we are going to talk about the new Batman versus Superman trailer number 2 that just came out last night. I hope you are able to join us. And thank you again for listening to the podcast. Let's go to Chris from Candor. You're the only one. Let's go give us a shout-out, sir.
Hey, man, we have the best Arrow show, and I definitely a lot of people here. And call in next time. He was a great show.
Yes, call in. Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
You too. When is it?